As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. During the final 10 days of our countdown to the centennial year, we highlight the top 10 traditions that have positioned UTEP as a leader in redefining public higher education for the next century. Today is day 8 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year, and tradition number 8 is a tradition of affordability.
When classes began at the Texas School of Mines, tuition was free, and students paid a $30 fee for lab materials.
The first administration consisted simply of 3 faculty members, one of whom doubled as the school's dean.
As enrollments grew over the century, tuition increased proportionately. Administrative costs remained low as faculty served in administration and administrators taught courses.
Today, while the rising costs of college tuition and student loan debt makes headlines, UTEP is recognized for its affordability.
When economic hard times in the 1970s and 80s reduced public funding for universities, many schools passed the costs along to students. UTEP began to look for money in new places, particularly in the form of new and larger research grants, and that decision has both kept costs low and strengthened UTEP's research production and impact.
In 1993 and 2007, UTEP scored the lowest ratio of administrators per student in the nation. In 2012, the U.S. Department of Education ranked UTEP as having the lowest net price among all research universities in the nation.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Keith Erickson.